Oh.
Go for it.
Press the button.
Edwin!
Send me back into time.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Oh, begin at the beginning.
Our feature presentation.
Week that was.
2012. This is the week that was. 9/7 to 9/10. They had Labor Day off. Bean mentioned an old thing from the show. They did the call-in topic, You Were Too Pretty. And someone on the show, They've been talking about that. They were too pretty to work. I think they sued or something. That's why I got into pool service. I just got tired of being treated like an object. Anyway, now I put this together because this is one of my all-time favorite clips.
I know which one you're talking about.
Tell us what's going on. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
23.
23. And what celebrity do you most resemble?
I don't know. Mexican.
Oh, a Mexican celebrity. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good. I've got that image in my mind now. So what's the downside? What has happened to you as a result of being conventionally attractive, as it says here in the piece?
Well, people stare at me all day.
Mm-hmm.
They think I'm very beautiful, and they think because of my beauty and my personality, they think I like them. So they always want to date lunch.
So you get hit on a lot?
Yeah, same. I do.
So everyone in the office pretty much spends time staring at you, and you feel very self-conscious about that. All right, let me ask you this, Marisol, and that is, do you ever try to not look your best because it's just easier if you can figure out a way to be a little plainer? You won't attract as much attention.
That's what I do. I ugly myself up.
Kevin, yeah, come to work. Marisol. Yeah, let's hear Marisol's story. What do you do for that? Just like not wash your hair for a year? What do you do?
No, I put like oversized clothes so that they don't check me out, but that doesn't work. It's like my face. So
Your stupid face, right?
It's her Mexican face.
She's got that famous Mexican face. All right. Well, listen, keep doing what you're doing, Marisol. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
So that's a classic. What happened next made it even better. They took another call, this time from a guy.
Let's squeeze Evelyn in here.
Come on.
Are you kidding?
Come on.
It was magical.
I can't.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you guys doing? Okay,
good, thanks. Will you tell us, you're our first man on this story. So for people who are just tuning in, how has being too attractive been a downside for you?
You know what? I feel like I get discredited. I've always been a hard worker. And you know what? Just because I'm not, you know, that average girl or that ugly looking mother, you know, like, I get a little discredited, so I got to work a little harder.
Right, same.
Mm. Yeah.
And how does it, you know, we've been hearing from a lot of women who get too much attention from the opposite sex. Same deal with you. Do you have a lot of women who make the move on you?
You know, I've been a womanizer for most of my life, but I'm happy to say I got a good girl. So I'm not struggling in that area. I'm just tired of you know, being discredited for my hard work.
Same. All right, Allie, any questions for Anthony?
I got nothing.
All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Nicole real quick, line 6 up next to Los Angeles. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
I think Anthony and Marisol need to get together, though.
No kidding.
They're going to make some very beautiful dumb babies.
I love the tag on that. Hey, but to be fair to Marisol and the other guy, it's kind of hard to bring that to life, you know, when you're too good looking, people look at you. But those, they may not have been the best spokespersons for that problem.
I mean, you gotta think of the type of person that's gonna call in for that topic when they hear that topic and think, oh, this is me. I'm way too good looking and my life is hard because of it. I think that breeds a special type of person.
That's true. The thing is, like I said, sometimes if something was really funny, I would keep the clip and put it on my iPod for later listening. So if you listen to that with earbuds, you can hear when Marisol is first talking, they are just cracking up in the background. Allie is losing it. And the same thing with the guy. So that was one of the reasons it was one of my favorite clips.
It's kind of funny because I do remember, that's like one of those segments where I do remember where I was when I heard it. I remember I was like in a parking garage going to work. I just remember that specifically.
Yes, it was funny that it came up on the cup of tea this week. Another thing I love is when they take calls. They were taking calls about you found out your significant other was cheating on you and how you found out. Now, the Kevin and Bean audience is great for this. So listen to Selena. She's telling her experience.
Eventually, he cheated on me, and then we broke up. Then he started cheating on his current girlfriend. She's still with him. With me. And so one day I was...
So after you were broken up, he was dating somebody else, and then he was still having sex with you?
Yes.
What was so great about this guy that you would do that?
What is wrong with you?
You know, sometimes things are really convenient and just...
All right. So it was easy.
You know,
it's funny
easy,
how angry you were being the one who was cheated on, and then you became the other woman. That is interesting to me.
Yeah, it was, you know, people are dumb, myself included.
Okay, so how was it discovered?
So in the middle of the night, while we're having sex, I take his phone, and I call her on it, and I moan like nobody's business, all crazy loud, like we're having the best sex of our life, from his phone at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
That is wow.
Why
awesome.
Would you do that?
Because she was mad?
He had done something that irritated me, and I just wanted to get his ass in trouble.
I just love that you were still willing to have sex with him, even though you were that mad with him. But
she's
also,
always outraged.
Yeah,
I am breaking up with you because you're bad. You want to have sex? All right. You have a girlfriend? Fine.
Selena, that is awesome. So picture being the girlfriend who's getting the call at 3 a.m. from your boyfriend's phone, and they're having sex. So, so did she call back immediately right afterwards and start screaming at him?
Well, she did call back his phone, but I had it in my hand underneath the pillows.
Right.
So I had already put his phone on silent.
Aww.
So at this point, he calls the house phone. And at the time, he lived in his mother's house, so his mom answered the
phone. Oh,
this
gets better and better.
His mom answered the phone and, like, busted in the room and was like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, you know, just laying here.
Mom and dad stuff. Oh, that's so awesome. Selena, I want to have an affair with you. I love you so much. Thank you for the call.
I just love that. She knew he had a girlfriend and he had cheated on her before, and he was living with his mom. An amazing, that's the high quality listener you could get. Advertisers on, well, you could get in the old days.
Next level petty. I'm here for it. Yeah.
I kind of respect it, actually.
Me too.
Respect it, and I'm also scared of it at the same time.
Yeah, very much so.
Girls are crazy.
Really?
That guy sounded pretty crazy too, to be honest.
Very much so. Back in the week that was, I found an amazing theme. It was the week of bad music. So let's start off with someone who Bean likes, Bjork. Did I say that name right?
Yeah.
It sounded weird the way I said it. Anyway, so they had been talking about this for a while, and they finally came to a head this week.
This song exists and is real. And you're going to think it's made up and it's a joke, but this is the real song.
With our fingers, we make million holes. We run and we fall into potholes.
All right. You can't rhyme holes with holes?
No.
Without
actually.
Fingers, we make a million holes and then we
but
fall
into
potholes.
But not even a million
holes.
Without fingers, we make million holes. Did she have a stroke? Or she saw, is English such her second language, she shouldn't even attempt to try to use it because she can't even make a sentence.
And then you fall in potholes, because holes rhymes with holes.
I was
so far,
Bean?
I'm not impressed with the opening of the record. No. All right, let's continue.
On a mission to save the world. Oh.
We peek at the sky through tree holes.
Tree holes. That's the third time she's rhymed holes, by the way. Make a million holes, hot holes, tree holes.
I had a longer clip, but I can't take much more of that.
Still better than Too Shy for Tennis.
I don't know. The thing is, you guys know how Bean likes a certain artist and he just will not say anything bad about him. They kept begging him, say this song, just this song is bad. He would not do it. Okay, now you think it couldn't get worse than Bjork? Let's try this.
Yoko Ono, and you let me know when you've had enough.
Enough. What? Wait a minute.
No.
That's really the beginning of it?
Yes.
It doesn't start with any music? It's just her yelling?
No, it's a cappella. It's just her.
Oh, no.
On a microphone. And there's a crowd, I don't know, it's hard to tell in the video because they don't pan all the way around, but it looks like there's about 30 people there standing there, and I'm trying to put myself in their shoes because here we are, you know, 20 feet from the widow.
Right.
What are we going to say? What are we going to do? She's performing.
Do we just pretend we like it?
Does she get away with it because she was so high profile married to John Lennon for so long? I mean, is that why people don't go, hey, you're bad, get off the stage?
I think she does with some people, but I also think there are other people who like her.
No.
I mean, John Lennon fell in love with her and loved her music. Was attracted to her kind of art. I mean, there are people who are just into that.
I was going to say, you think of her more as an artist as opposed to a musician. So mm-hmm. I think of her stuff like performance art, kind of.
Mm. Yes, that's exactly what it
is. Those are kind words for her.
We're only 10 seconds in, by the way.
All right.
But there's more. And I just keep...
I think I'm going to pull the plug on that one, too. Just curious, anybody out there, you got a bunch of Yoko Ono records in your collection?
Can't say that I do.
Negative.
No. But
I love Yoko Ono, by the way. No, just playing. Nobody does.
I'm going to add her and Bjork to, and along with Bagpipes and Wing to music to annoy my neighbors when they're too loud.
Oh, Wing sounds like a virtuoso compared to Yoko.
You can't do that. People think there's a crime going on in your house. Yoko Ono. Someone killed Jen.
Okay, so how do you get worse than
Jen
Yoko Ono?
She's really annoying when she's dying.
Okay, so how do you get worse than Bjork and Yoko Ono? And like I said, this all happened in the same week. Well, let's find out.
Here's a little taste of the spectacularly auto-tuned Willow Smith. She waves her hair back and forth.
She does. That happens.
There you go.
How dare you? That is a banger and that is a hit. I will not have you besmirch Willow Smith.
Drew, Robert, I didn't see you guys waving your hair back and forth.
I find that song very offensive.
I feel discriminated against and marginalized.
I heard that Willow Smith and Beyonce had a blood feud because they both wanted the record for repeating the same phrase over and over a million times in a song. So I don't know how that came out eventually.
Have you guys heard new Willow Smith? People are saying she's actually really good now.
Well, Bean had it on the cup of...
Jams.
Yeah, I actually like that song. I thought that song was really good.
I was surprised by it as well, but I haven't really dug into it. Nobody else.
I remember hearing it, and like I'm not surprised that either of them are super talented. They just, I think, were kind of like pigeonholed into something by people who took advantage of the fact that they were young. Maybe that's the wrong way to put it, but like they didn't have creative control over what they did, and as they grew up, they were able to put more stuff out that they thought was worthy of.
They do seem like kids who have just been told yes their entire lives and like have been completely coddled and probably been told you can do anything you want, you're so super talented. And I think that was probably bad for them in the beginning, but I definitely think having heard her new song, I think maybe she's got a little bit more creative control and actually finding herself.
Well, I mean, she was, what, 12, 15 when this came out?
Yeah. That was everybody's big objection. Oh. She was 9 at the time. So they're like, what is a nine-year-old kid doing?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So her parents, you know, they got the studio time. They had the connection. So all three of those songs became part of that running gag they used to do. Where they would say, oh, well, the new Foo Fighters is out. I got a clip. And, you know, they would play something ridiculous. So all three of those became major drops for years to come. Okay, we're going to close the week that was in 2010, because I also have a game for Robbie. As a famous announcer yourself, I'm going to play famous announcers, famous calls. So what you guys need to do is just name the announcer, nothing else. So we're going to start off. Jen, this one's for you.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Jen, who's that?
Okay. Now, are these real announcers? Deal. Or is this like a movie announcer?
They steal.
All real announcers.
Deal.
If it's a real announcer, I'll say Vin Scully.
Yay!
Yeah.
Got it. That was the Kirk Gibson home run in, what was it, 87, right, Robbie?
88, was it? 88 or 89. Because I know I was.
No, it wasn't 89. I'm pretty sure it was 87. Then. Anyway, Kirk Gibson home run, Vince Scully. Yeah. And what's the other famous thing about that home run that Kevin and Bean fans would know?
Beer Mug's mom left.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Left the stadium because she cannot take it when they're behind. Okay, this one is for you, Lindsay. A very famous announcer. I think you can get this.
So 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
Okay, I think I remember. Is that like the movie Miracle and that whole thing? I have no idea who that is, though. I'm going to give this to Robbie to steal. Go for it, Robbie.
That's Al Michaels.
That's right.
No clue.
That was the Olympics when the U.S. hockey team beat the Russians. That was 1980s in the Olympics. So you were on the right track. You almost got it. I'm going to give you 3/4 of a credit.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Christopher. This one is kind of easy, but it is old, even older than your old pal Edwin. Christopher, let's see if you can do this.
That's fucking ancient, man.
Yeah.
The Giants won the
same guy who did the Hindenburg when the Hindenburg crashes.
Oh, the humanity.
That was
you don't have to name
that.
The announcer. That's a bridge too far. Can you just say, do you remember the event?
The Giants winning the pennant?
Oh, it's got a famous name. The guy who hit the home run.
Shit. I don't know.
I bet Robbie could steal this then.
I don't know who the announcer is. The guy who hit the home run. If it's the Giants, I'm guessing Willie Mays. I don't know.
Man, I'm way older than all you guys. No, it's the Bobby Thompson home run.
Okay.
It was from 1951, so maybe that was a little bit too difficult.
Jimmy White Shoes McGee.
I should have given that one to Lindsay or Jen. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, Robbie, I thought for sure you'd get that one.
How many baseball teams were in the league at that time?
There were two. Okay, this one's for the rest of these are just going to be for Robbie because he's a sports guy. They're not that old, Robbie, so you should be able to get them.
Jordan. Oh, a spectacular move by Michael Jordan. That's 13 consecutive field goals.
That is the man who just retired from the NBA. That's Marv Albert.
Ding, ding, ding. That's right. Great announcer.
Didn't he bite someone?
Yeah, he had like a weird like prostitution like incident.
Yeah.
I think he was biting a prostitute.
Poor Marv.
Or something.
Now that's what he's remembered for. Okay, let's go. This is not quite as old as the Bobby Thompson home run, but I think Robbie can get this one.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count. And Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner.
That's Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell. Do you guys, the rest of you guys, do you even know who Howard Cosell is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Only from, what's his name? John Cusack movies of the 80s.
I always think of John Voight because he played him in Ollie. That's how I...
Interesting guy, though. He was actually a good guy. Well, kind of, because like he would stand up with Muhammad Ali back when it wasn't popular. So he actually had a spine and he actually stood for something back then. Anyway, that's right. Howard Cosell. That was from 1973, by the way. Okay, last one. As a Lakers fan.
Chick Hearn.
Chick Hearn.
I'm still going to play it because it's so good.
Magic down the middle. Just what I thought. A hook shot at 12. Good!
Okay, Robbie, what shot was that? What finals?
Oh, shit. I know that.
I'm guessing that's the Magic Johnson hookshot. Is that the 1984?
Do you want to steal, Christopher? Can you steal?
Is it 87?
87 finals. That's the mini skyhook game. I have that on VHS. That's how old I am. One last trivia question, Robbie. How many more titles do the Lakers have than the Clippers?
17.
Ding, ding, ding. Exactly. Okay, so that's our announcer game, and announcer Robbie did very well.
Thank you.
Yay!
Yay!
Nailed it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
You get it.
when you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue
janky podcast.
Hey, Dean, Edwin from La Mirada. I just made a call, and I did not stick the landing on it. So I'm doing a take two. So just erase that last one, and we're starting from the top. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, welcome to the podcast roundup. We'll start off with Kevin and Sluggo. Danny Elfman was on talking about Nightmare Before Christmas. You know, this year he's got a Halloween show with a live performance, and it'll be featuring Weird Al Yankovic and a special guest yet to be announced. But what I want to bring up is Kevin asking him about his pigs.
Did I see on Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Chickens!
Wow,
it
dude.
I knew it was
Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals
Listen,
they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beaks.
You would so have those if you could.
Yeah.
I would. I have chickens.
I love Danny Elfman's and Sluggo's reaction to Kevin not knowing what a pig is. Or not knowing the difference between a pig and a chicken.
You know, those pigs with feathers, sure.
All right, also on KLOS, Ali made an appearance. And I'm going to do a bit of an inception by playing a clip of Bean and Ali talking about Ali being on KLOS on A Cup of Tea and a Chat.
So you ended up on KLOS yesterday afternoon. I have a little bit of that conversation for folks who didn't hear it. Here's Ali, and I know, you know, I thought it would be tough for you to make this apology, but you are so in love with Crocs that you're happy to admit that you're wrong. It's not even like you're coming like with your hat in your hands. You're like, I'm shouting it from the mountaintops. I am a Croc person now. So here's how it went with Kevin and Sluggo.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine, and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
don't,
in my
oh,
hands.
Oh, oh, I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What? Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7
what?
Years,
yeah.
What happened?
I went to the website and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
Here's what
I'm going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers. The first taste is free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done.
This is
put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them. No! Just try
them. Leave me alone.
So, Ali, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred.
I guess the only question I have left on this is now that you're used to wearing the Crocs, having to be comfortable out in the yard, how long till you're back on that website and you're ordering them in every color to wear every time you leave the house? That was a very fun appearance on KLOS, and I'm glad that you guys patched that up, and that's not a source of tension anymore. You're on the same team now.
And I feel like Kevin is, he's 10 steps ahead of us.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Do any of you own Crocs?
No.
Drew?
I feel like Drew.
Oh, you're throwing me on the spot here? No, I do not own Crocs. Okay. No, I'm worse than that. I'm the type of person who buys like the socks with the little rubber on the bottom so I don't slip. So, yeah.
What are those?
Oh, you'll find out when you get old.
I'm way older than all of you guys put together and I don't have those.
No, we get them up here in the... They're fuzzy socks, and then they have little, like, little glue or something at the bottom of it, little dots of it. And so in the wintertime, you know, when you're walking around and it's cold and stuff, you got nice thick socks on, but you won't slip on a hardwood floor or kitchen. So
I'll look into those.
Next, moving on to Janky Town, episode 56 featured an emotional beer mugs. But what I want to know is, what the fuck was Dave saying?
By the way, like, you know how there was a whole movie about dodgeball, right? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. With
yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking of dodgeball. Never mind. Oh, yeah.
With Vince Vaughn, right? And Ben Stiller.
Yeah. But because that should be an Olympic sport.
Oh,
that would be bitchy,
yeah.
Dude.
Hells yeah.
That'd but
be
like
amazing.
The one with the circle, though, you know, like not the one in the square, like where you played in high school. Like where you could catch the ball and throw it back at them. No, the one that like see who could long the lastest in the circle.
Yeah, yeah. I think
that's the one.
We used to
where
call,
there's one ball, one to, ball, and you get thrown.
Yeah, we used to we used to call bombardment.
Yeah, I listened to that whole segment and I couldn't figure out what Dave was talking about. Dodgeball, but it wasn't dodgeball, but it's not dodgeball. Whoever could long the lastest.
Wait, was there a penis or sickle or neighbor in the dodgeball ring? That's what I need to know.
On Ralph Report, every so often on these podcasts, there's an episode that can be described only as purely magnificent. There's the Bean Scissor episode, the Bean on Speed episode, and now adding to the list is the Ralph getting sake bombed. On Wednesday's show, he had a bunch of sake for dinner, and then he just continued riding the drinking horse throughout the show.
McDonald's has announced they are bringing back Ronald McDonald. You know, he's been out of the picture for a while.
I heard they had taken him away.
They have removed him from their advertising. I don't know why.
I don't either.
Arnold.
The whole gang was Arnold. That's his real name. Arnold McDonald. He goes by Ronald because.
Yeah. You know, it's so great here in McDonaldland with all the, you know, all the creatures with, you know, Man McChase and all the, you know, with the Hamburglar. Ah, I can't wait to stop the Hamburglar from all his stealing of all the burgers. It's not right. He should, you know, keep it the burgers for people who are only purchasing them. Oh, I can't believe, you know, the French fries are always bouncing around here in McDonaldland. It's unsanitary. They put the little sneakers on the tables.
And then as the show goes on, he gets a little bit more and more spectacular.
How omnipresent was this song back in its day? Oh, that's a wrong button. I'm gonna push this one instead.
Push it?
It did, but it didn't go.
Oh, come
on. That wasn't on me. That was a technical
push it
error.
Harder. Push it harder.
That's what she said. He was a famous sculptor of the Baroque era.
Baroque.
And if his statue would break, he would say, if it ain't Baroque, don't fix it.
I didn't know they named a whole era after that. You're really cracking yourself up on that one.
That's a goodie. That's a goodie.
And then he screws up the one-hit wonder.
All right. Now, because it's Wednesday, it's time for us. What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm saying, huh?
No, I see Wednesday. You're patronizing me now. With your,
not
mm-hmm.
patronizing.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say.
We're getting
okay.
there. We're clodding through the show.
We are getting towards the finish line. So pull up your sack. Tighten up your shoes.
I got them. They're tied. Laces are tied.
All right.
Final stretch.
Because it's Wednesday, it's time for us to take a listen to a hit song. And the band that was never quite able to achieve that level of success again. It's time for Teep. Fuck me.
So close. So close. So close.
God damn it.
TV.
One hit wonder Wednesday.
Punch in here, Gilbert.
Punch in here, Gilbert.
So yeah, he kind of just kept getting more and more drunk. And then at the close, he was talking about how people in the chat were a little upset with him being drunk.
Do they not know Ralph?
And that's it for today's show, kids. Thank you so much for putting up with my nonsense. It was a good time.
Classic.
A lot of people in the chat room are not happy with me, by
why?
The way. Oh, they're giving me all kinds of judgment? Stuff. Oh, yeah. A lot of people with a lot of attitude over there just glanced over. So this show's going to need some heavy editing before it reaches the masses.
Oh, this show is beautiful.
No idea. There's a lot of uptight people who apparently have opinions about how I should or shouldn't live my life.
Show is beautiful.
It's okay.
Show is
they're
beautiful.
Entitled. God bless you, show saver. You're the best.
The show is beautiful.
No, that show was magic. So it'd be Wednesday, September 7th?
Yeah,
if,
I think so.
If anyone's listening to this and hasn't listened to it, is it behind? Go listen to that episode. It's hysterical.
That whole episode was just amazing from the top to bottom.
Well, and then too, Eddie was like not happy with it. He's like, I don't want to babysit, you know? It was so funny.
But he did get a song out of it. He got the Showsaver song.
Showsaver.
Please make sure the recording's on.
Nice job, Eddie Penny.
Yeah, Cooperman wrote him a nice little theme song for the next day. Moving on, Neil Hamilton passed away, and Edwin has this clip for you.
Also on this day in 1899, actor Neil Hamilton was born. He did a lot of work in the silent films all the way up through television in the 1960s. In fact, his most famous character was that of Commissioner Gordon on the old TV series Batman.
I have grown to realize that there are two basics in life we can be sure of. Death and taxes, sir. Batman and Robin.
Goddamn right.
I just love an old Batman reference. I'm just curious, have any of you guys seen the old Batman TV show that Ralph always talks about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
66.
Yeah.
Yes, my aunt was on two episodes, actually, yeah. I believe in 1966, since she played Evelina.
The other thing they talked about a lot was the Ronald McDonald characters getting brought back, and especially Grimace. They found out what Grimace is. Lindsay, do you even know what Grimace is, or who Grimace is?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember if it's the purple one with the raccoon mask, or the bandit one, or if that's another one.
The purple one with the raccoon.
You just blended Hamburglar and Grimace into one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get at least half a point.
You get half a point.
The purple one.
All right, so this is Grimace.
Ronald McDonald is coming back for McDonald's, which has, you know, sort of rebirthed interest in the whole McDonaldland crew.
Yes.
You had your Mayor McCheese.
Right.
Big Mac, I believe, was the chief of police, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yes.
Hamburglar, of course, as we mentioned.
Yeah, you had Grimace.
Ah, glad Grimace. You brought him up, yes. Eddie, because that's what today's story is about. We have finally solved the age-old mystery of just what the fuck is Grimace. Because when you think about it, Big Mac is
a Big Mac. They're all associated with the
Mayor
foods
McCheese
that they look like.
Yes. Was a cheeseburger.
Yes.
The fries were French fries.
I think.
So we pretty much could figure out everybody at McDonaldland, but Grimace was always sort of a head scratcher.
Well, he had the milkshakes.
He loved milkshakes.
He was the milkshake guy.
But he wasn't a milkshake.
No.
He was a giant purple blob.
He's had a lot of milkshakes.
He talked like that. Hey, Ronald, how you doing? He's an idiot. He's just a brain-damaged purple blob who liked milkshakes.
Yes.
How did he fit into the scheme of things when it comes to McDonald's?
How did he?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Eddie Pence, because we've solved the mystery.
Thank God.
He is an enormous taste bud.
Ew!
But a taste bud nonetheless.
Ew!
Yes, apparently McDonald's has been tight-lipped about the purple creature's origin over the years, but now they're coming forward and admitting that Grimace is actually a massive taste bud.
Ew.
Who loves all the flavors of McDonald's.
Ugh. That's disgusting. And why is it purple?
Because I think taste buds are purplish.
Are they purple?
Purplish in color. If you look at your tongue.
They're more pinkish.
Reddish purple. I guess it depends on what your tongue looks like.
I guess if it's that big.
If you're drinking a lot of red wine.
It's swollen.
It looks like purple. But it's a massive taste bud.
That's fucking gross.
That's what our man looks like.
Yeah, Grimace was a taste bud, which was very weird.
It was to me, yeah.
I thought he was a milkshake. I thought he was a spilled milkshake. That's why it's just this purple glob. But that was just me as a kid being stupid.
Those commercials were bizarre as a kid.
They were. But this segues into Cup of Tea in a Chat, because Bean was talking about these characters as well. And, of course, Willard Scott passed away. Willard Scott played Ronald McDonald. He was the first Ronald McDonald. And let's hear Bean talking about how he killed Willard Scott.
We talked about the shocking news, Allie, that Grimace is a taste bud. The reason I bring all the McDonald's thing up is we had a conversation, and I talked, as an aside, I talked about how weird it was that Ronald McDonald was still associated with McDonald's, because the world has kind of turned against clowns in recent years, in the it years, right? It's right. Clowns are so creepy for so many people. How can this major corporation have a clown as their mascot, right? In the back of my mind.
Oh, no.
This feels so.
Oh, no.
No, listen. I didn't say it. This is why I'm bringing it up. Okay.
Oh, Bean.
We're having a conversation about Ronald McDonald. And one of the fun facts that I happen to know that I pull out from time to time, we all have those go-to facts that are great conversation starters. It shows you what a party I am. Is that Willard Scott was the first Ronald McDonald. In fact, I think I mentioned that on a previous episode a long time ago with you. And yes. You hadn't heard that. You didn't know that.
Because no
it's,
idea.
It's not commonly known because it happened in 1963. So Willard Scott right. is the first Ronald McDonald. And it crossed my mind as we were talking about the history of Ronald McDonald in advertising. But I didn't say it out loud because I knew that Frank already knew it. Okay. So I thought, well, I'm not going to say it to him because he already knows about it. So then, like 2 hours later, Willard Scott is dead. All right. Now, I know that there are
people. I mean, does your power know no bounds? Well, did you subconsciously kill Willard Scott?
This is why I'm bringing it up, because with great power comes great responsibility. And I was right. already concerned enough about all the people I've killed just by saying their names out loud with Charlie right. Watts and with Ed Asner.
No more
I'm
names.
Not gonna say, I'm not going to say the other names.
No more
okay.
thinking.
That's my fear. Is it now? No. Is it now to the point where it's turning into a Chernobyl situation where I can no longer right. contain the radioactivity, like it's spilling out of me and I can't control it. And now look out.
Yeah. Bean just has to think about you and you're dead.
Does anybody have the list of how many people he's killed? And he mentioned Charlie Watts, Willard Scott,
Ed Asner.
Are there more? I thought there were a couple more.
There's a few more. It just keeps going.
We got to update this. Yeah.
I want to say they started doing a list on the social club. But then everybody started doing like Be Real and all the other names.
And then going back to Willard Scott, Edwin brought this clip for us.
Willard and Ed, their show was called The Joy Boys.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Why it was weird when he asked me to step into his van, because he's calling himself a joy boy.
Catchy jingle, though.
Right? Yeah,
Bean said that was the first DJ he ever met. He met Willard Scott when he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, anytime Bean can talk about radio stuff, he's a pig and slop. Or a chicken right. slop, according to Kevin.
Chicken. Moving on to Ted Lasso. This caller feels the same way as I do.
Hi, Ali and Bean. So last night I started rewatching Ted Lasso because I'm all caught up, and I had an epiphany.
By the way, she doesn't say it, but is that Sasha? It sounds like it might be Sasha. You think it's Sasha?
I think it might be one of the two that you get a boner over. Okay. Yeah.
Ted Lasso is Ned Flanders.
How do you do, neighbor?
Am I crazy or am I right?
Oh, golly.
I mean, he is. He's Ned Flanders, right? Right?
Bless your mistake, friend.
Let me know what you think.
All right. I have thought.
I love that you pulled those to intersperse.
Yeah. Is Ted Lasso just Ned Flanders, but without the religion? Discuss.
Has anyone else seen it?
I still haven't.
Yes. Yes?
Yes. I finished season one.
Oh, nice. Nice. Dude.
Only one. Sorry, guys. I'll get on it.
But I wonder like how much effort it takes to play somebody who's so like positive all the time. I just can't even imagine. Leave it to me to see like a downside to it. But yeah, it's so good.
You will laugh out loud funny and then rewind it, laugh out funny again, rewind it again.
I'm only on like episode 6. It's a little too positive for me. I don't know.
It's so dark.
I am. I don't know.
No, I get it.
It's the writing. Okay, back to our kibbles and bits.
I'm uncomfortable around positive people. So if someone's nice, I'm like, what's that guy's angle?
Well, the thing that got me was episode 3. This is where I started turning around on it, is that when you find out that his wife is really unhappy with how positive he is and they're having trouble with that, I was like, all right, okay, now I can see this. So I guess that's just me. But anyhow, that's the podcast roundup.
All right.
What do we got next?
Flashbacks, let me know. Intro, introduction, or explanation. And here we go.
And Brian Austin Green is telling everyone who will listen that his relationship with Megan Fox is solid.
Yeah.
He says they're still
over.
Engaged.
Over.
They're still engaged and everything's copacetic.
Nope. Has he talked to her lately?
Well, no. But he tells TV Guide that the relationship is solid. He said, we've lived together for 3 years. We even have tattoos of one another's names. Well, that's the kiss of death right there.
Yeah.
The couple has, he says the couple has lots of pets together, including a pig, dogs, 2 cats, 2 birds, and a squirrel.
Screw him. F*** that guy. What do you need him for?
You know, I was thinking as I read that list of pets, when it comes time to depopulate the planet,
yeah,
when we reach maximum
too
capacity
many
and we got to start weeding people out,
uh-huh,
that's how we should do it, by pets. Say, all right, tell me what kind of pets you have. I have a squirrel. Okay, why don't you get in that line over there? Why don't you get on the carousel? Because it's because lights out for
now,
you when you own a squirrel.
Would that mean the carousel owe death for Bean?
Oh, pff, you kidding me?
Yeah.
He'd be the poster boy for the carousel. Squirrel. Who has a squirrel? Worst pet ever. No, our squirrel's different. Shut up!
It's smart. It's as smart as a dog.
Oh, that's amazing, yeah. Washes our car.
Gets me a beer.
I don't know. If a squirrel could get me a beer and wash my car, I'd keep it as a pet.
It all comes around, doesn't it?
I'd have an army of them. All right, last one, guys.
Her, Rose's sister was at my party, my 4th of July party, by the way.
Rose McGowan's sister?
Yeah.
Lily McGowan?
I don't recall her name. Very nice,
Hyacinth
very nice woman.
McGowan. What was she doing at your party?
She's her aunt is friends with my wife, so they showed up.
And you
she's
know
very nice, very nice girl.
We don't have time to get into it here, but I think you should shut the F up about your party.
What?
Considering that some members of the Kevin and Bean Show were invited to your freaking party via Evite, other members of the people you work with were apparently left off the invite list.
Excuse me, the
That's
only people that
rude.
Were invited
effing
are the people rude. Who would come.
You F you effing rude bastard. Right, F they, you
then
and
you
your
name,
effing wife, by the way.
You
who
name
also
one
made up the
person.
List.
Name one person who I should have invited that might have come.
Okay, but wait a minute. If it's might have come, you're the first person to complain about not being invited to something.
You certainly
and you
are.
Never show
have
up.
Have I ever left you off any of my invites to any of my parties, Bean?
Ever.
I don't, I'm not sure.
You're
not
sure?
No,
do you get regular invites from me when I throw things?
I do from time to time. That's true.
Yeah, you do. You know what's called? Courtesy. I know it's a foreign concept to you and your effing wife up in your effing island, but some people just like to be saying, oh, that was nice. They thought of me. Sometimes
in my defense.
It's just a flick of an email, for God's sake. Are you incapable of that much human feeling?
In my defense, I didn't have anything to do with the Evite. I didn't even get a copy. I didn't even get it. No, it's true though. I didn't even get a copy of the. I didn't even get a copy of the Evite. To tell you the truth,
she's
I really had
closet,
nothing to do
Gestapo.
With it.
Gestapo. The rude person was her, not me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get your wife on the phone for me then. I got a few words for her.
Okay.
Would you have gone?
Maybe I would have.
So no.
I don't want my choices. Rolling dead grandmas or going to Bean's house. It's a coin flip.
It's a coin flip.
It's kind of a toss-up, it is.
I thought I was the only guy spending time with a corpse over the holiday. Dave apparently was also. Mike was looking at the Evite. Apparently, Dean Shepherd was also invited.
Of course, yeah.
Our old sports
it's not
guy.
A party without Dean.
From about 3 years ago. So that's odd. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedy, party of one. Georgia Fox from CSI is 40 years old today. Lisa, were you invited? Were you on the Evite list?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I was not.
Kevin, were you
no,
on
no.
the...
I didn't get that.
Didn't
interesting.
That.
Yeah. Well, it's really polite, I think, to invite some of the coworkers. I think that's a good rule of thumb.
I'll take it up with Mrs.
Your
Dax,
wife's
right?
quite the princess.
I apologize for you all
when
being left
When is she writing
off?
That etiquette book? Called F Some People I Know.
That's the people I don't like, I think, is more important.
Apparently, that's the subtitle.
Oh, another angry Ralph. So funny.
Bad Ralph, yeah.
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 I can see why Ralph was pissed. I would be pissed, too, if I couldn't go to his house.
Well, and it's not a particularly good, funny story, but that same holiday, Ralph's wife, Carrie, her grandmother passed away. So they had to go deal with the body. They were able to say goodbye just before she passed. And since it's a holiday weekend, the funeral home came to pick up grandma. I guess they were person short. So it was like one guy in a minivan. And so Ralph had to help the guy get the grandma into it. So that's
that
his reference.
Now.
Wow. Yeah, that was his reference to rolling around dead grandmas. So
yeah. And then Dave, what was Dave's reference? Because he said Dave was also doing rolling around with dead grandma.
Because Dave was invited to the party and he went up to Bean's for the 4th of July party over the weekend. That's why.
That's so probably that's probably the time where Bean told him you can't have sex in my house.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is another great episode of Quitters Never Give Up. Thanks for all the Kevin and Bean listeners out there. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at quittersnevergiveup@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Quitters Never and Instagram at Quitters Never Give Up. So hopefully we'll see you out there on the socials. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, do we all-
Bob's actually saying this.
Don't go join my friend.
No clips.
I didn't get to put any clips yet.
That's enough of that.
That's rude.
What?
Sorry, we're out of time.